On the next Region Nerd Alert, we are getting down with previewing the brand new Olotho album, Ova. If you're a fan of lo-fi beat music, hip-hop, and hip-hop beats to study to, you're going to love this episode. Olotho does the music you hear every episode, and even right now while I'm talking. Come nerd out on the next Region Nerd Alert this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio. And welcome.
What's up,
buddy? So you are listening to Region Nerd Alert right here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, streaming everywhere on Spotify, iTunes, G-Play, whatever they're
NPR
called.
NPR One app.
NPR One app. There we go. I'm your host, Jose Rodriguez. Last name, you can look it up on the Lakeshore site anyways.
First name, greatest.
But I have a very special guest who is in most of my episodes anyways, but today is all about him, and it's Olotho, a.k.a. Skylar.
What's up? I feel like I'm not a host today.
You are not a host today, which is great. You have a new album out, Ova. Very excited. Well, I've been listening to it. Very excited for other people to listen to it.
Yep, it's been out on Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp, yep. And is it going to be anywhere else right now?
I don't know when, but currently DistroKid is reviewing it to go on Spotify and other platforms.
Awesome.
Yep.
So is this your first album or is it second album?
I would kind of say it's the first one. I had two other kind of releases before this of really short stuff when I was very first starting out producing music, kind of meh. So this one I would actually put my name on and happily be like, yes, I made this. It's going to stay out forever.
Awesome. So new album, Ova. It's spelled O-V-A. What does that stand for?
So that's just the initials of the artist, Olotho Von Allier. But it's also kind of a play on words because, as we'll learn throughout the listening, it's kind of a love and a break and a revenge story of ways. So it's
right.
Ova.
After listening, the first song and the last song really resonated like differently with me. But let's let the listeners decide as we play track numero uno, New Ways. Before we get to it, though, let's talk about it a little bit. Is there a sample in it?
There's a little bit of a sample in there, okay. Slightly tweaked, but it's pretty much the prominent droning throughout the entire song.
Okay.
Definitely heavily inspired the writing of the lyrics and everything, the mood. Very much resonates with the original track as well as the emotion of the original track.
Awesome. So it's sort of like your take on it.
Yeah, a little bit of a tweaking, but definitely super heavily inspired by it.
Nice, nice. So in regards to equipment and sound, how would you say this album is a little bit different? Because I know you've been being a friend of some sorts of yours. I know you...
having been in my home.
Having been in your home. I know you've been having a lot more new equipment, like the Korg synthesizers. And
yep. So there's only, I think, one or two songs on this album that have the Korg on it, actually. But this one specifically has a little bit of the background track is from the a Boss drum / synth machine that I bought for my brother. It was kind of weird getting used to it because half the screen works.
Okay.
So I was kind of just like hitting buttons until I got sounds. But it's pretty old. I wrote it over a year ago.
Oh, no.
And just kind of mastered and tweaked it.
Oh, no. Not a year ago. No. But nice, nice. It's when I listened to it, it seemed like a positive song, you know, about love. And I don't know. In my opinion, it is definitely a good love song.
It fits the season.
It fits the season of, like, springtime and
right.
Twittipated.
The growth.
Right, right. So, let's let the old listeners hear it. This is Olotho's new album, Ova, track number one, which is New Ways.
Stardays, in many ways you
By Otho von Elier. Am I saying that correctly?
Yep.
All right. I gotta say, like, you've definitely found, like, your tone. Like, I've listening to this album compared to, like, your other stuff, not that it was bad. Like, I felt like your other stuff was more simplistic in a way, like, oh, like, I always said video game music.
Right.
But in a good way, because, like, the composition of everything was spot on and great. Mm-hmm. The sounds were spot on and great, but it reminded me of sounds like you find in a video game,
right? More like 8-bit or
right. Yeah. And I feel like this is more the sounds are maturing in each of the instruments, and you can definitely hear. And not if I didn't know that you bought more instruments, I would have, you know, I wouldn't have. You know, I know that you're buying new instruments, mm-hmm. but it sounds like you're doing it as well. So,
oh, yep.
So it's not a waste, in my opinion.
Oh, man.
But
that new Korg is...
I love it. I think I played on it for a while. Like,
yeah.
It was really fun stuff. But track number two, Kel 1. Am I saying that right?
Yep, Kel 1 or just Kel.
Very Kel spacey, fine. Very ethereal.
This is, besides the drum track and the little bit of like lead piano tones you hear, this is a super sample song.
Super sample
song. This is a super sample.
That's not bad. But let's give it a listen, huh?
All right.
So this is Kel 1, right?
Yep.
Kel 1.
Thank you. right, and that is Kel One by Olotho. And is it would you be preferred to call to be gold Olotho or Olotho von Ollier?
Honestly, I think you could search it up as just Olotho, and you can find me on most things anyway. So.
Mostly. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Well, yeah, that's a very spacey track from Olotho. New album, Ova, out now.
You can go. That track I think I liked a little too much, because I feel like it, you know, it's a little repetitive, but it lasts like hella long, and I'm like,
I just wanted
it to keep going. I love that track so much.
No, it definitely reminds me of like the wave movement, you know, like synth wave, vapor wave, lo-fi beats, you know, it's more so like the same like patterns, but it's more of the feeling and like the environment that it creates, especially like that song, because like you said, the loops, like you said it's the same thing, but it doesn't feel like the same thing. And
there's nice changes.
There's enough change to it, and just something to relax to, you know?
Most of my changes, you'll notice throughout the entire CD, is just very much additive and subtractive, where I'll just have something, and the only change is me adding something else to the mix and taking it away from the mix, which is, like, creating the change.
Okay, okay.
I'm bad at progression sometimes.
I think you're fine. But the next song, Numbers. In my opinion, music-wise, very spacey, trancey. This is really, in my opinion, trip-hop, the lo-fi, like, this gets it. Like, this is one of the good ones. They're all good, but
This is my, like, Lorelei tribute, where it's, like, dark wave and dancey, and it's, like, right. Really, like, kind of hot and sexy, and you want to move to it.
Yeah, definitely like it. There's definitely a connection, Numbers, and the track is called Numbers. And Numbers and Lovers. You want to delve into the lyrics a little bit?
So the lyric is, we're like lovers is like the beginning, and then it says, well, maybe we're more. Mm-hmm. We're like numbers.
Right.
And so in that sense, it's like, yeah, like we're lovers and we're definitely into each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers thing kind of being like, okay, we're both trophies for each other. Like we're both a notch on our belts. We're a memory in the pocket.
Yeah, I know it's the last line of that, too, is like another notch on the belt.
Yeah, like we're both doing each other a favor,
mm-hmm.
and this is like a wonderful experience that we're having, but like both of us know that this is very temporary. We're almost like happier for the fact that it's temporary, saying that like, oh, we're like lovers. No, we're more than that. We're numbers. Like we're done after this.
Okay. That's an interesting way to look at it. Cause a lot of people will consider like the one night stand to be like, oh, that's something fleeting and not very passionate. But I feel like after listening to this song, it's like it's more than one night stands, you know, like you're sharing a moment, you're sharing a memory. And sometimes the shorter the memory, the greater, like, you'll look back on it. And it's like, okay, that was actually a fantastic moment in my life, even if I never see the person.
It's like the brightest star burns twice as hot and twice as short. So it's
exactly. Well, let's give it the old listen. This is Numbers by Olotho off the new album, Ova.
There's something need you so badly, and I'm a notch on your belt to fill the door by the alley and up the stairs to my bedroom. Oh, I need you so badly, and I'm a notch on your belt to.
That was Olatho with his new album, Ova, track 3, Numbers. And listening to it that time, I was going to ask you, is that our old place we used to live at, the alley?
Definitely more so our old place than the new place.
Yeah, I don't remember any alleys, but
for the sake of the rhyme, I had to go with it.
For the sake of the rhyme, there you go. But so these next... these next ones are instrumentals.
Yep.
I definitely appreciate instrumentals, especially in this genre, because when you're mixing, like if you're a DJ at a club and you're mixing some music, the instrumentals definitely help, especially hearing, you
right.
know.
A little pause on the vocals, too, is nice.
Right, right. And bleed one track into the other, you know. So I definitely encourage beat tapes, and I know... being at work, I always listen to beat tapes, like entire albums and stuff, like
oh, right.
Eevee and Flying Lotus and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the next one, number 4, Terrarium?
So we got a Terrarium, Proof, and Burn, I think is the order of the next three. But yeah, Terrarium's kind of like my take on Zen Garden kind of feeling.
I was going to say, I have here, I can hear birds, like some East Asian influence with the instruments. Feels like a relaxing summer day.
And definitely wanted it to feel very atmospheric, one with the nature, with the birds chirping from the crappy Yamaha keyboard I have.
Yamaha keyboard.
Keyboard.
But yeah, let's get into it. You want to say the name one more time?
Terrarium.
Terrarium by Olatho on Region Nerd Alert.
Thank you.
Perfect. That was, can you say the name for me, please?
Terrorium.
Terrorium by Olatho off his new album, Ova. Olatho Von Ollier. There we go. I gotta say, that last one really put me in a place. Like, man, I mean, I have all day today I've been listening to it, like, in the background while I was doing my desk job stuff. But yeah, we're about halfway now. You're listening to Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And if you like what you're listening to, go to Bandcamp, go buy the album, support the artist, Olatho. Go support Olatho on Bandcamp. For more information, go on Bandcamp.
I'm in a heavy era.
but yeah, new album out. He's a regular on the show, Region Nerd Alert here, so you can hear him nerding out every week. And it's good to show your art form once in a while on here. And
nice to have something to showcase and a platform for me to showcase it on. So thank you very much for for doing that.
No problem at all. So this next song is track number 5, called Proof. It's also an instrumental. I really like the riff.
I think it's the nylon guitar riff is nylon guitar.
And you plug that up because it's electric? Or?
Oh, no, that's one of the plugins from Ableton.
With
a bit of tweaking on it.
So yeah. You actually didn't like perform the riff? Like it was all...
No, that was a MIDI keyboard. Wow. That's all on Ableton.
You fooled me because I definitely thought that was... you used one of your live instruments that you have.
Like
that
no,
was,
yep, that's a...
It's a really nice sound. I like it.
Yep.
I feel like the whole this whole album fits together nice. Like we were talking about off air, it'd be a perfect cassette because it's like a half an hour. Throw it in, like... You can listen to the full half hour of whatever you're doing, and from beginning to end, it fits together nicely. And I feel like there's not a lot of concept albums that like anymore, at least that like
right.
You can. Oh, I want to listen to this whole album because the whole thing is like a story, or the whole thing feels like a work of art, like all together. You know,
it's definitely the emotion I've been feeling. I've had to go on this journey myself, and so it definitely during the process of. Falling in and out of love, I wrote how it felt during the different times. And so in the middle, I wanted to kind of have a perfect medium where it's usually not an instantaneous in and out. You go through a phase where everything's perfectly fine, and that's what the instrumentals kind of captivate, is that sense of like
that beginning,
meeting,
that medium
growing,
stage.
And then the plateau, the plateau is the instrumentals that kind of glue the beginning and the end together.
Right, almost like a montage, like in the middle. Like
right, yeah.
Like the montage of your emotions and, you know, just enjoying the time and then have your ups and downs and whatnot. But, yeah, great album. So the next track that we are going to listen to is Proof. Is there anything special you want to say about this one or...?
Definitely love the track. It kind of like does like a weird 180 on you where, gets real dancey at the end out of nowhere. But, again, that's just the vibe I've been in.
Okay. Well, there we go. This is Proof off of Olatho's new album, Ova. Thank you. was Proof by Olatho. New album out. Ova. Whoops. Go check it out. So I guess that brings me to the next track, Burn, which is track 6.
Man.
Real nasty. But anyways. No, man, might as well just play it. But anyways, Burn. Is there a sample in it?
No, this one is no sample, I don't believe. This was mainly made with the Boss drum pad thing,
mm-hmm.
and the Yamaha keyboard.
I was going to say, it's a really nice bass riff. I really like the...
Oh, thank you.
The bass riff. Do you associate this song specifically, like, and we were talking about, it's a good compilation of, sort of like the montage in between, like, if the whole album is like a relationship, you know? Is there the memory specifically?
Proof is kind of like... There's a lot of happiness in the song of Proof, but at the same time, there's a lot of, like, the bells kind of tell a darker tale than the rest of the song gives you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of, like, the downfall of it all. And then Burn is kind of like the after effect of, like, where you don't really know what's going on. It's kind of, which is, there's a lot of... delay on a certain instrument, and it's very like ethereal and whimsical, and that's a next song after that.
Well, all right, well, let's give it a listen. This is Burn by Olatho, new album Ova on Radio Nerd Alert. And that was Burn. Gonna let it burn by Olatho. And we were talking a little bit, you know, off screen. is this whole album, you know, it's about, you know, relationships or a relationship. Is not really like about specific, like a specific relationship, but you were talking about how it's, there's no like, what do you call it? Like pronouns, like. gender. Like, anyone can fall with
anyone. Anybody can fall in love with anybody. So the first song of the album is definitely like a love song that I wrote to somebody specifically, but there was just a whole lot of she and her and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? Like, the song is beautiful. I'm not going to throw away the song. I definitely, like, it's always going to be there, the memory of the relationship and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the song will live on forever, and anybody can feel that way about anybody.
Right.
And there's nothing stopping me or her from feeling that way about somebody else.
Right.
So I wanted to keep that emotion there, that perfect feeling of love.
That's good. That's good. And then I know, like, a lot of like love songs in the past, like can't think of any off the top of my head, Prince or something, you know, like as you know, usually specific, even though, like, oh, you can hear it, even though the genders aren't,
like,
necessarily
even,
about me and my love interests.
Queen, Fat Bottom Girls. He was
Well,
he was bi, but I mean, like, they even talk about girls and stuff.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
it's a good that's a good way to I guess inclusion, like, nowadays.
Right.
I respect
that.
So the next song, track number seven, numero seven.
my bad.
Whimsical. Am I saying that right?
Whimsical.
Yep. Well, let me see. I got my notes right here. I like the phone ring. The phone ring is a really nice touch.
The phone ring is, this is the dark side of the moon. We're reaching the depressed side of the relationship. And the phone is...
I was going to say, it's a really nice touch, and talking to you about it and you stepping me through it, like, it's starting to open up the album in new ways. And I hope the listeners at home listen to the album, see what they think of it, and then they come back to this and, you know, as a little reader. But I also like how, I guess, this part of the album, this half of the album, it almost reminds me very supernatural, very occult-like.
It's super.
And it's almost like the first part of it is very, well, the whole thing's nice, but the first part is like, oh, it's the steps of the relationship, everything's good, everything's nice. And then Whimsical, like, that phone ring, and there's something sinister there.
Something turns sour.
Yeah. Do you want to, like, specifically Whimsical, you want to talk about?
Oh, man. This is one of those songs that I was telling you about that's very additive, where the song only changes because I just keep adding more layers to the progression.
Mm-hmm.
But the phone was just like that final kissing touch where, like, I had the emotion there, but, like, I didn't know, like, how to give it a nice little flourish, and that phone ring was just like, oh, that really seals.
It reminds me of some sort of, like, David Lynch-y thing too. Like, it's like it creates an emotion, and it, that emotion, like, in everyone's head will probably be different, but, like, it's the same emotion. It's just, you know, it paints it in your brain a little more. And I say that about other songs on this half of the album as well, which we'll get into after we listen to. But the ominous music, to me, match with the phone. It creates suspense. Like, I want to answer that phone, you know?
Well, like, who's calling? Like,
there's so many questions with just the phone ring, and I think you encapsulate that perfectly. But is there anything else you would like to say before the listeners listen?
Oh, the last thing I was going to say is, this is kind of like the song where it's like, where do I go from here? Like, how do I build from what I had? And we'll go on this journey.
All right, well, here it is, Whimsical. Thank you. love that fade, man. Like, it's a good, great 5-minute song of instruments.
Thank you.
Very good, very good. But yeah, we were talking about how the latter half of the album is sort of like the spiral, you know, spiral down.
Mm-hmm.
And the next song on here, Glitter, which I think is my personal favorite off the album. It's definitely a painting, like compared to your other ones. There's a lot of metaphors in this one compared to...
Right, this is almost a full story in itself.
Right, right. And you said that there's a lot of reading involved during this latter half of the album. Michael Shea, you said?
A lot of Michael Shea I've been reading, which is a great, if not my favorite, contributor to the Lovecraft mythos and everything. And he writes some very beautiful, dark work. And,
I can say it definitely shows in this album. Like, there's that darkness, but not necessarily like horror movie.
It's like cosmic darkness. It's dark because you don't understand it.
Right, right. It's it reminds me of my favorite things, like Silent Hill. Like, just you get the hope and positivity out of like the juxtaposition of like horror and like despair or depression. You know, like there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and I feel like this. This album encapsulates that pretty good, especially by the artwork, too, because if you want to talk about the artwork a little bit.
Oh, man, that was
like a...
Honestly, that was a random picture I took of the moon. I took of the moon, and it was, like, perfect, and I was like, okay, it's actually in focus, and it looks really cool, and it captures the darkness of Ova. And I was going to
say,
man,
it looks super cool. I think it definitely symbolized that light at the end of the tunnel. Like, it just depends on where you're going, if you're going towards it or... You just fell down.
Towards the light, away from the light. Right. Right.
But great album. Great great artwork. Glitter. I definitely wanted listeners to listen to it. But real quick, there's a lot left to interpretation with this song. So I just wanted to, is there something quick that you can tell the listeners that from your standpoint, what it means to you?
The Red Moon is kind of just like the catalyst, essentially, like apothic, is a wine, mm-hmm. and I believe that usually showcases a moon on the bottle. So,
yeah.
Like the red moon is kind of like someone winoing themselves, and it attests to spilling through the room like a wino, because you're drinking yourself to death, and the red moon is basically your demons whispering to you.
Well, that makes sense. Well, let's listen to it. This is Glitter off of Olafo's new album, Ova, and you're listening on Lakeshore Public Radio, Region Nerd Alert. And let's listen.
Thank you.
that was Glitter by Olatho off his new album, Ova, which is out now on Bandcamp. More information there.
Find it.
I forgot about that part. I got to make a note to myself. But track number 9, Spellbound.
This is an oldie but a goodie.
Oldie. Now, when you say oldie, when did you write it?
This is probably a year and a half ago, because this was off of my second little album that I released eons ago, but it fit the bill really well.
I was going to say, there's something about, this one definitely hits at home with the occult sound and like the Cthulhu mythos and everything. Like, and I was like, is he going for that? Like, and then Spellbound, wham, with the lyrics and everything, like, okay, this is... We're getting into some dark stuff.
And, right. It's that feeling of misfortune and just can't get nothing right, basically.
I love it. Well, without further ado, is there anything else you want to say on Spellbound, or can the listeners just hear it?
Just listen to it. Sometimes you feel cursed, and that's what it is.
All right. There we go. Spellbound by Olatho. And that was Spellbound by Olatho. And you're listening to Region Nerd Alert right now. like I said, this whole album, it's on Bandcamp. Definitely check it out. Go to Bandcamp, type in Olatho, O-L-A-T-H-O-E,
or just type in OVA, O period, V period, A period.
There we go, there we go. And I hope you've been enjoying listening to this entire album with us. I've been enjoying listening to it all day, and I think I heard it like a week ago, but definitely going to be slapping it around for a while. Really good. Until the next Olatho comes out.
Oh, man.
But yeah, let's get to this final song. By the way, if you missed any of this episode on Region Nerd Alert, we stream it anywhere podcasts are streamed. On Spotify, Google Play, iTunes.
NPR One app.
NPR One app. Just type in Region Nerd Alert on Google and a plethora of things pop up. But yeah, today's guest is Olatho. You could hear him many time on Region Nerd Alert. He's a original. He is a recurring host, And I want to thank you for that. And
thank you for letting me be here all the time and enjoy this great journey with you.
No problem. So let's talk about this last song. You want to say the name of the song? I don't want to.
Jirai.
Jirai. And what exactly is Jirai? Like, what is it?
Jirai is my contribution to the Cthulhu mythos. Mm. Jirai is a beetle who is the tormentor of dreams and a father to the hounds, which is another contribution of mythos, and the hounds are very vicious and hounds.
Okay. And we were talking about Spellbound was sort of you feeling cursed.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of the feeling of just misfortune falling upon you, and almost so much misfortune that it feels that there's got to be more to it. So, and the one beforehand, Glitter, you already know that the person is spiraling out of control, and then the feeling of being cursed falls upon them, so then you kind of start digging, and you look for ways to exact revenge.
So, would you say you're rounding out the album with a revenge track?
Oh, man, it's a bad ending, but it's the worst kind of ending, and that's revenge.
I love it. I love it. Well, this is Jirai off of Ova. From Olafo. Check it out on Bandcamp. Thank you for listening today on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And to hear more of this, streaming everywhere. And follow Olafo on everything, Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram. I'm using Twitter more. Olafo Von Allier. They should be linked somewhere, I hope.
Linked somewhere?
If not, I'm working on it.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, thank you for being here today, and thank you for letting us share this on the old FM's radios.
Thank you for having me, always.
No problem. Well, let's get into it. Curse upon this ground.